Hello, fellow Game Changer. This is Craig Bruce. We have the new Melbourne Radio Wars podcast starting on Saturday morning, hosted by myself and Irene Hume. Chief protagonist in this battle is one Kyle Sanderlands, who I spoke to on the Game Changers podcast a couple of years ago now. I think it's episode 45, if you want to check it out in full. It's actually, he is in great form the whole way through the interview. But this week, we're featuring some of my favourite highlights from that conversation. And today, Kyle talks about meeting Jackie for the first time.
You've talked previously about feeling intimidated by Jackie in the early stages. What made you feel that way? What was the... I mean, obviously, well, she had been successful and it was her show coming into, but...
The main thing was, this is where I really got thrown, because we had a guy come in, a rapper, and I think it was the first week, maybe Thursday by this stage, he came in, he had a joint. Now, we all know marijuana are illegal in Australia. And he's like, yo, what's going on? Smoking the joint, carrying on. He goes, do you smoke there, boy? And I went, yeah, never did, right? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, here, have a hit of this. Still half an hour of the show left to go. I did a big, and it was a blunt, right? And I was instantly wiped out, wasted, totally gone. And then he did his thing and he left. And then I was like really struggling. Jackie knew it. And I said, I don't feel very good. I can't really put any word together. Anyway, she did a joke, which I thought was true. She pretended to ring Jeff Ellis and say, this Kyle guy's just got stoned on the air. Very unprofessional. I don't think it's going to work out. I didn't even look at her. She's in the room doing this. She's trying to do a joke. She's pretending to ring him. And then she thought, oh, he's not even hearing me. He's so stoned. He doesn't even know what's going on. She hung up and walked out. And I thought, I've ruined it. It's over. And I spent about 3 hours sitting in that studio and everyone had gone home and I was like, what have I done? Why did I take that joint? I can't believe it. And it was years later, because no one, I was waiting for someone to reprimand me. No one ever said anything. Years later, she said to me, I brought it up. And she said, oh, do you remember that? I thought you didn't hear it. There was no one on the phone. So for years, I just thought, she's not to be trusted for a start.
That's amazing.
But she's great. She's good. And she was so much better than me. And now, obviously, I'm far more superior than
she. Of course,
the
tables have turned.
Oh, 100%. So, no, that's a joke. I think she's amazing.
How do you deal with those moments of self-doubt or moments of uncertainty? I mean, you must have them. What do you do when they occur? And, you know, how do you kind of deal with... Yeah, uncertainty or...
Well, I think the bravado... Because I was like a homeless teenager. I know you don't know the story. Let me get back to... No, I will. So I think because I've had the bravado and the survival mentality since I was homeless, that I put on that front of... And I don't usually argue unless I really, truly believe my version's right. So I will take it in, but I will argue back or try and... If I don't understand, I also argue. Mm. If I'm nervous, I also argue. So very argumentative in the early day. You would have seen a lot of it.
Yeah, I did. To be honest, mate, I heard about it, but I think we quickly connected for various reasons. I just tried to make our relationship about radio. To be honest,
we had a great chemistry when it comes to being radio lovers.
Yeah,
that's what we loved.
Yeah,
and I think very similar to the way you think about many things with radio. So there was no real clashes going on there. But I think I just use the bravado a lot, and it's not until I get home and I see the girlfriend and then I eat dinner and smoke some ciggies, watch TV, go to bed. When I lay down in bed, that's when I'll start going over it again for the day.
Yeah.
Was I, you know, are they right? You know, am I right? You know, maybe they're a little bit right and I'm a little bit right. Maybe I can find a place in the middle. So I do take it home. Sometimes... A particular segment that we'll do on air, I might take that home. It might sit with me. I might feel bad about something that I've said to someone. I'm not like a serial killer. I watch a lot of shows where they go, they have no empathy. And I go, fuck, that's me. I've got no empathy. But I do. I just delay it, I think. Yeah. I mean, delay empathy.
Yeah. In 2004, Austereo was, we were getting our asses handed to us by Nova virtually everywhere, and you and Jackie were the one shining light. So that year you did National Drive on the Today Network.
That's right.
Was it a frustrating time being on a station, particularly Today, which had been successful for so many years? How did you feel through that year in terms of, because really you were the only show in the group that was showing any kind of promise at that point?
Well, We still love doing the show. I never thought about it a lot. I used to think, why put in these people to do the breakfast show? But I realised over the years, you do need a sacrificial lamb. When you're coming off the back of a juggernaut like the morning crew was for so long, people are automatically going to compare and nothing's going to be good enough. It's the way it is. It's not like when you get a new boy. If you're a girl and you get a new boyfriend and he's the most amazing thing ever, usually you have to have a buffer zone with radio. Yeah,
exactly.
And unfortunately for Today FM now, they've had five buffer zones over 5 years. Still nothing. The storm is coming,
but I'm prepared. There's more from my interview with Kyle tomorrow. It's episode 45. If you want to hear the entire conversation on Radio Game Changers. And we will talk to you on Saturday morning, episode 1 of the Melbourne Radio Wars on Radio Game Changers. See you then.